get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit.
Brought to you by American Leak Detection.
With something completely over the top.
So Dave threw me for such a tizzy on Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember. I believe it was Monday when we discussed this. When he was talking about the weekend box office, and he said, Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Infinity Castle was the number one movie.
For the second week in a row.
For the second week in a row. And at this point in time, it has made $555 million worldwide. It is the highest grossing Japanese film ever made by a mile. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba Infinity Castle. It's obviously an anime film. And that is a genre that I would like to say I have not consumed since 1975. Now.
Until now.
The first anime piece of art that ever made its way to the United States happened in the 60s. And it was called Astro Boy, about this robot that was built by this scientist who wanted to make up for the loss of his son who had passed away. And he built a robot and
astronaut.
And it was a black and white anime series. And it made its way to the States with a little bit of success. And then after that, in the late 60s, anime really took off. And it became a mainstay portion of entertainment over here. And it was this show, DJ, that launched it.
Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer. He's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone.
Big.
He's gaining on you, so you better
run. It is big.
He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, bet your life's eraser, see it through. Go Speed Racer,
go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go!
So Speed Racer came out, and it was, you know, a Japanese anime, and they overdubbed all the Japanese with English speakers.
Yeah, I mean, it's instant content. All you have to do is re-record the audio. And it's all done.
And as a kid, I didn't know that, watching it in syndication or reruns.
Mm-hmm.
But it never made sense to me that their mouths were moving, yet nothing was being... Like the dialogue was all rushed together, all crammed in together, and it was very awkward and clumsy. But as a kid, I didn't realize that. I love Speed Racer so much. It was about this teenage kid who was a driver of the Mach 5, and...
And then there was Racer X, the mysterious Racer X that was his brother?
I think so, but he was just a racer. And then fought crime, or I don't even know. But
he had a chimp sidekick.
Yeah, Chim. I thought it was the coolest show ever made.
Question.
Go on.
Well, how is anime different than animation?
It's just Japanese animation.
Okay, same
thing.
That's
it.
Yeah,
it's a very distinct style.
Okay.
You know it when you see it, and yeah. Speed Racer is definitely part in.
That's right.
Yes.
But I didn't know why we just don't call it a Japanese cartoon.
Right.
Or Japanese animation.
Anime is stuck. But,
okay.
Forever.
Okay.
For whatever reason. So here come, and I, once that played out in my kid brain after, you know, I was 10 or 12 or whatever it was, I honestly had not seen anything anime wise, maybe in 40 years. It's just something that never crossed my path at all. And my youngest is really into some shows, some anime shows that are on Netflix. Like, really into them. And so when I saw this, I'm like, dude, what kind of market share does anime have? First off, does anybody watch anime here on the show in any form? I feel it's a younger generation thing.
Yeah, as I said, my daughter did until she got peer pressured out of it. But for a while there, I subscribed to the Crunchyroll app strictly for her.
So Crunchyroll, Bob, is...
Okay, I've heard of this.
Yes.
What's going on?
Crunchyroll is... Netflix, basically, a streaming service, but it's all anime. So just like ESPN is all sports, Crunchyroll was developed not too terribly long ago.
It used to be Funimation, which is based here in Dallas.
Yes.
But then I guess Sony bought them and turned it into Crunchyroll.
And now Crunchyroll is one of the top streaming services in the world.
Crunchyroll.
17th right now, right behind ESPN, as far as the number of subscribers it has. It has about 17 million subscribers, all anime. So they're paying their $9.99 a month or $15.99 a month, and it's 100% anime. If they control all the anime that's out there, or if they create their own content, I don't know, but I just know that it's wildly popular. I mean, you're talking about not far behind the likes of Hulu, Peacock, things like that, Crunchyroll, which is just the goofiest ass name ever. So when it comes to anime, and this is what really blew me away when I was looking at this the other night, because this is one of these things where you told the story, Dave. I go home. I'm bored at night. I start typing in all this stuff, and I'm like, oh, my God, this movie's made more money than any Japanese film ever. And then I'm like, wait, what am I even looking at here? What is this? So as a genre, anime ranks between, okay, so crime drama is the number one genre that's out there.
Number one.
Okay, as far as, you know, the Netflix murder series and all that. That is the number one subgenre of all of the genres out there.
Whether scripted or unscripted.
Yes, yes. And so you have sitcom, romantic drama, kids, comedy drama, rom-com, sci-fi drama, superhero, all of it. Where does anime rank? Crime drama's at the top. And I listed all the other genres. Where is anime right now? I will tell you.
Probably way higher than I'd ever imagine.
They're third behind crime drama and sitcom, then comes anime. And I'm like, so do you remember the other day when we were out at the card show?
Up in Plano.
Yeah. We're at that card
at
show.
At the Marriott.
Right. And it was, you know, more of a sports card show type thing. But the guy next to us, and one of the guys that was also, that had a big table set up, they were dealing in anime.
Yeah, he was a voice actor for anime stuff.
Yes, and so his whole table was anime stuff, and he would have these long conversations with people that walked up saying, hey, I got this, I want this, do you have this? And I was fascinated about it, because I was sitting right next to him, it was hard to avoid when we were in break, of just the oddity that is anime and the weird, weird popularity of something. Again, it doesn't speak volumes to anything other than that I'm out of the loop. It's like me saying I don't listen to Sabrina Carpenter or Justin Bieber or something like that. I just don't know. I don't consume it in any way.
Well, it's like the K-pop of TV.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about that. It kind of is.
Because every week on Concert Calendar, there's at least three K-pop groups, and we never have heard of any of them, and they just keep propagating, and it's just like that with anime. There are so many series that we've never heard of.
There are 80 anime shows, original anime shows, that are now running for the fall season on Netflix. Like, again, it's just something that I'm like, how much money is involved in this? And you mentioned Funimation being based here. What did they make? Did they sell to Crunchyroll or did they pivot to Crunchyroll?
Yeah, I think they
this
sold.
This is going to be a weird transcript.
I think they sold, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. I remember I went on some Funimation auditions way back in the day and never booked a gig. But you could use some their big show back in those days was Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
But they don't have the rule that, like Scotch, you don't have to make it there specifically?
I don't think so.
Or like bourbon.
Right. I think you're somewhat correct.
Or champagne.
Yeah.
So Crunchyroll got bought by Sony in 2021, and their goal was to have 25 million subscribers by the end of 25. They're going to push right up against 20 million, which again puts them in the upper echelon of all these streamers. And Yeah, I don't know what its ultimate goal is or where this is headed.
It's, I mean, it's definitely a lifestyle. You will see, particularly on 635 in the evenings.
Yeah.
You will see people driving in their little sports cars with anime characters all over the car.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. And I don't want to say it's not for me because I don't even know. Like, would we all love this movie that's number one right now? Or do you have to be into that? Like, I'm not really into big.
So Ham isn't able to tell us if we, like, well, you got to be into it.
Not really. Just after we get home from school on Toonami on Cartoon Network, they would air Dragon Ball and whatnot. But
just the cartoons that were on when we were home, a lot of that was anime. But it wasn't something you sought out. It was just the cartoons that were on the cartoon channels.
Yeah, my favorite show when I would come home from school, and this, I predate all of you guys, but it was Star Blazers.
Yeah.
They had the Argo, and it was like they had a year to save the Earth, and every day it was like 310 days left to save the planet Earth.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's all that stuff, and it's, I feel like I need to watch some of this, but I don't know if I need to be already invested in it to appreciate it, or if I can just go see it for what it is. Like, if I was really into an action movie, can I just go see Thor and appreciate it, even though I've seen no other Marvel movies or anything, or, you know, Iron Man or something like that? Is it the equivalent of that?
I think it's a little more specific. I mean, I went to a theatrical anime movie maybe 2 years ago because it was one that my daughter was really into at the time. Yeah. And, I mean, it was okay.
Right.
But would I have ever wanted to see it if I wasn't doing it for my kid? No way.
Right.
No way.
It can have a wide range of topics. Like, it can be fun, but it can also be very serious anime.
That's the thing, is anime has always seemed to me to be way more serious than our American cartoons.
It can be.
Heavy drama.
Why is that? How are kids into that, though?
I think it's kind of a stepping stone. I think there's some for younger, and then you graduate to more adult.
A lot of them are based in, like, academies. It's like, you know, groups of kids or groups of, you know, young superheroes, and it's all of their personal dynamics and the things that they are all trying to overcome together.
You think about American cartoons, though, since the dawn of man, since the Jetsons premiered or whatever, or even since, like, Mickey Mouse back in the 30s, it's all been to get a laugh. Still to this day, are there any, I mean, you know, maybe 2 or 3 out of 1,000 that are serious, but cartoons are supposed to make kids laugh and adults laugh. But the anime cartoons, yeah, dude, are way serious, and their voices all sound like this. Like, all of them.
Yeah, I think subject matter has a great deal to do with that genre.
Well,
I can't think of a single funny anime.
No. I'm kind of blown away by it all.
Maybe we should come up with one.
Maybe we should start catering to that crowd on this show.
Interesting.
How would we do that?
We can brainstorm some stuff.
How do they feel about the Cowboys?
I think the ratings are good now. You bring in the anime crowd.
They don't like the Cowboys. Oh, that was the other thing, is that
sports is dumb.
There are more millennials into anime than they are sports. Like, that was a stat that just came out, and I was like, what?
Rubbish.
Yeah. I know.